mess with you because your spirit is loaded and dangerous. Is somebody hearing me? This is what we're talking about. When it's time to cast out devil, pull your suit and say, come out. Don't allow this dress. I don't have to cut some things on my head and put something black here and wear a big robe with a large cross before you believe me as a prophet of God. Thus saith the Lord. Doors have been opened for you this year. You see, some people like that kind of, you see, weird look. They think God is an old man, he's tired, he has long white beards, and anybody who appears like God and Moses when he was 80, that's the real man of God. No, we have some dangerous little boys coming up right now. We have some dangerous chicks who are loaded with the anointing. You cannot mess them up. When you go to touch them and you mess them up, you touch them, you fall under the power. In the name of Jesus Christ. They are cute and beautiful, but anointed and dangerous. Hey! My time is almost up. After the cross, God closed the Red Sea. He closed it, putting all your enemies inside the Red Sea. He used them as a foundation after you crossed over. And when they cross over, like human beings, like we are, we still complain. We have seen God open a sea of 5 miles wide. You pass through dry ground on a sea. But yet, they still look back to Egypt. Just because of a little trial. No water to drink. But I say, God is almighty. Any door that God has opened, no man can shut it. Except God shut it. And when God shut it, you cannot swim back. The reason why he shut the Red Sea, he could have opened it when they complained. But he said, I know you. You don't even know where I'm leading you to. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has entered into the hearts of men. What are prepared for you, just because you go through a little suffering, just because you are waiting one extra year to meet your husband, just because the contract did not come the time you wanted it, just because they persecuted you in the office, you refuse to come to pray. Just because somebody has said something about you, look at you, you've been serving God for so many years, and you want to go back to Egypt, but you can't swim the Red Sea. You cannot go back. You cannot cross the bloodline. It's not possible anymore. You may desire. If you want to go back, you would drown. Even the Olympic champion has not swam 5 miles. So God closed it back. Said, there's no going back. No turning back. No turning. I have decided to follow. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turn. Jesus said, let's go to the other side. He didn't say, as we're going, there'll be a storm. He didn't say that. God is not a God of negatives. He doesn't want to scare you. But he wants you to get into the trouble. And then he will bring you out so you will see his power. Because if many of us see storm over there, man, we back off. If we see Goliath over there, we back off. If we see corporate giants that are pushing us back in business, we back off. We say, I cannot. I've never been this way before. And because I've not been this way before, I don't want my heart to melt. But God, in his infinite, omnipotent, and omniscient, he has the storm and tells you, go through it. Go through it. You are guaranteed triumph over demons and Satan. You're guaranteed peace. When you go with Jesus to the other side, you're guaranteed divine protection. You're guaranteed sustenance and divine provision. And they launched out to the other side with God. Because Jesus is in your boat. You don't need to be afraid. He's going with you this year. Remember what I said in the beginning. Make sure you go with the presence of God. The ark must be in front. Launch out into the plan of God. Launch out into that business, your dream. Don't be afraid. One day, because you sleep a pauper, you're going to wake up a millionaire. It is possible. I've been prophesying this, and I know that God is already doing this in the life of the members of Triumphant Church. One day you sleep unmarried, the other day you just see yourself being proposed to, and you begin to see your marriage. One day you are the lowest rung of the ladder of employment, and the other day you become an employer of labor. One day you sleep asking, when shall you turn? When shall things turn around for you? The other day you wake up, you see the breakthrough. One day you sleep as an employee. The other day you wake up as the boss. One day you sleep with thoughts of people asking you, where's your God? And the other day you wake up with those people congratulating you and saying, well done, congratulations, because we serve a mighty God. You have not passed this way before, but God, who knows every way, He knows. The Bible says that God has the way in the whirlwind, even inside of the tornado, that God is able to put things in control. For eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared. In 2011, He has prepared great things for you. Come on, you move into the year with boldness. Whatever God has shown in your spirit that you're going to do this year, don't rescind, don't backslide on what God has called you to do or what God put in your mind. Begin to prepare yourself and begin to see yourself moving into that thing that God has said you will move into, because this year the Lord is your shepherd. I say you shall not want. You walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, because God will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, because He has anointed your head with oil, your cup will run over. Surely goodness and mercy. I say goodness and mercy. 2011, goodness and mercy. I say it again, goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy must follow you all the days of 2011, every moment, every second, every minute, every hour, 24/7, every month. Come on, from January, February, I prophesy again, to March, to April, to May, to June, to July, to August, to September, to October, November, to December. I said, God has already prepared a highway. A highway for you to move into, a way that you're going to ride upon your high places. I'm not afraid of what the enemy can do to me. But the Bible says that because I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord in 2011, You are my refuge, You are my fortress. In You, O God, I will trust. I'm not afraid of the snare of the fowler, nor of the noise and pestilence, because You cover me with Your feathers in Your presence. Oh, You will not allow, you see, calamity to come near me. You've given Your angels charge over me. They shall bear me up in their hands in this new year. I will not dash my feet against any stone. I trample upon the lion, the others, the young lions, the dragon, whatever the name of the devil is. We bring them under our feet. We dominate them, we subdue them, we bind them, we cast them out in this new year in the name of Jesus, because He set His love upon you. He's loved you with an everlasting love. God is a lover that sticketh closer than a husband nor a wife. He loves you. He said He's a friend that sticketh closer than your best friend. God loves you with a passion. His love for you is unconditional. And that's why He's going to make sure that you go. He takes you there. He's going to take you to that place. I said He's going to take you to that place. Like David, the mighty warrior. What made David to kill the giant? Because he understood the presence of God. Wherever he went to battle, the ark was in front of him. He knew that God is my refuge in times of trouble. He said, the Lord is my light. I cannot see clearly in this new year. I don't know what's before me. I've never passed this way before. But the Lord is my light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. He said, I will not be afraid. No war may rise up against me. My enemies want to eat up my flesh. They will stumble and fall. I'm not afraid. No host may camp around me. In this I'll be confident. One thing, He said, one thing I desire, that will I seek after, the presence of God. I just want to dwell in His house, to behold His beauty, and to inquire of Him. For in the time of trouble, God is going to hide me in his pavilion. Even when my mother and my father, my friends, family, husband or wife forsake me, he said, God will pick me up. Oh, he said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence cometh my help? In 2011, he said, my help got to come from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, who will not suffer my foot to be moved. Your feet will not be moved in this new year. Because he that keeps me will not slumber. God does not sleep. He has not forgotten. He knows about you. He knows your name. He knows where you are at. You've never passed that way before. He said he neither slumbers nor sleeps. Because he that keeps Israel never slumbers. When you look at the nation of Israel, take a clue and know that God, if Israel became a nation in our own time, then God is able to keep you to the end of the year and all the years that God has given to you. And I'm prophesying to you, child of God, that every generational curse of untimely death is broken right now in the name of Jesus. If your generation past never reached 80 years, you are going to be the first to break through 80 years of living. Because you serve a mighty God, the Ancient of Days. Lily of the Valley said he will preserve your soul. He will keep you going out and you coming in from this time henceforth and forevermore. For the Lord is the stability of your times. Hold on to him. This is your year. Hold on to him. Hold on to him. Don't let him go. Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless my soul. Rise up and begin to talk to God right now. Begin to talk. Hold on to God. Hold on. Open up your mouth and begin to prophesy into your new year. Begin to speak whatever you want God to do in your life. Begin to prophesy. Begin to talk to God right now. Come on, let the presence of God go before you into the new year. Prophesy into January. Prophesy into February. Prophesy into March. Prophesy. Some of you have already written your calendar. Begin to prophesy your year planner. The devil will not have no portion in your year planner. Come on, begin to prophesy on April, May, June. Begin to speak. In your pathways, life, there is no death. You will not visit the hospital this year. In the name of Jesus, your plane will not crash. In the name of Jesus, this new year, no calamity, no plague shall come near your dwelling. You are more than a conqueror. I say you're more than a conqueror. 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 Begin to prophesy that if you've never been promoted in your job, I said this year is your first time you'll see promotion because doors are open. We are talking about January, the year, the month of open doors. The month of open doors. I see doors opening for you. Doors that never opened before. Family doors, marriage doors, business doors. Come on, international breakthroughs. Opening to you, child of God, begin to prophesy to your new year. Open up your mouth. Whatever you say is what you get. This is the best time to speak into your future. Send the word. And the Bible says he sent the word and he healed us from every day. Send the word, send the word, send the word. The word that you speak has your DNA in it. It will not return void. It will come back to the person who spoke it. The word that you speak has your DNA. It has your DNA. That's why your voice is different from every other person's voice. The word that you speak has your DNA. Speak it. And it will not return void. It will come back to locate you. It will come back to locate you. The more you speak, the more you move forward. Your mouth is the rod of authority. Your mouth is what draws the presence of God. We use it to worship. We use it to pray. We use it to call down fire from heaven. Your mouth. Your mouth is dangerous this year. Open up your mouth. It's not cute to be quiet as a Christian. Your voice has it, your DNA. And when heavens hear the DNA of your voice, hey, the angels will reply and they will come to your address, to your office, to your job. Something great. Rapashato. Hey, doors are opening. Doors are opening. Doors are opening. Oh, I see a funeral procession scattered. Scattered. We are not going to bury anybody in Triumphant Church. In your family. We are not going to bury anybody this year. We are not old enough. Even when we are 90, we still want to go 100. Open up your mouth. Speak. Concerning your family, they will not call you from home and say your uncle, your brother is dead. No way. Or your sister is dead. No way. Your money will not be used for burial this year. because there's not going to be any phone call of burial. Prophesy concerning your siblings, your brothers and sisters. Speak. Oh, we shall not bury any sibling. In the name of, speak. Your voice has your DNA. Speak, speak, speak. Let heaven hear your voice. Let heaven hear the voice of your family. Raposha. Mighty God, we want to thank you. We are more than conquerors. We are winners. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the worship. Breakthrough. Breakthrough. 2011. Open doors. Open doors. Open doors. Open doors. Open doors. Open doors. Breakthrough. 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 Every wall of Jericho. I command, lift up your hands now. Lift up your hands and speak into your DNA. Speak into your spirit. And speak into your soul. And speak into your flesh. These words that I speak, it will be like a sat nav, satellite navigation, spiritual satellite navigation, that it will move you to the place that you are supposed to be. Mighty God, behold the hands of your people. Lord, you've said in your word that whatsoever we lay our hands to do this year, Father, you said we will prosper. Lord, I prophesy, Lord, a kind of prosperity that your children have never seen before. I prophesied upon your life. I prophesied upon your family. I command you to prosper. I say prosper, 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 prosper. In this new year, prosperity will go with you wherever you go. Oh, the atmosphere of prosperity will follow you in the name of Jesus. Second thing I'm going to prophesy upon is favor. Hey, you have worked too hard. God is now going to bring people that will connect you supernaturally. And people in high places will favor you. I release the favor of God upon your spirit, favor upon your soul, favor upon your body, favor upon your brain, favor upon your countenance. When they see you, they will favor you. In the name of Jesus, he will make his face to shine upon you. And your face will then shine before men. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mighty Father, I declare right now, God, prophetically, under the unction and your anointing, Lord, that sickness will not kill you. Hey, I prophesy upon your spirit, because greater is he that is inside you. I command the spirit from January 1 to December 31st. I command spirit of infirmity, burn with fire. Burn with fire. Burn. If there's cancer in anybody's body or spirit or mind or soul, by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the blood of Jesus, by the mandate of heaven, every disease that is called incurable by the human society, I command by the stripes of Jesus, I release healing. I release healing. I release healing. I command cancer, disappear. HIV, born. In the name of Jesus, every disease that doctors cannot treat, I command the surgeon of heaven, hey, Jesus Christ himself, hey, holding his carpet on the operation table of the Holy Ghost, I command that sickness disappear, 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 disappear. Go in the name of lay your hands on your head. Oh, I send the anointing. Some of you will virtually fall down under your own hands. Oh, Shataya. Reposhato, Jesus. Jesus, 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 I release a new anointing. The anointing for 2011. Let it come upon you now. Receive the anointing for 2011. The divine program. Receive in the name of Jesus. 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 stranger's voice you will not hear. 2011, you will only hear the voice of God. In the name of Jesus, go and prosper. Long life is your portion. Long life. Every covenant with death is broken. I said broken. Broken. Every covenant with untimely death, broken. In the name of Jesus, I set you free. I set you free by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, I set you free. Free. I said free. 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 Hallelujah. Just remain quiet for 5 seconds. All right.